Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, excited for this week's show. But first, let me answer the challenge from last week out. I said, start with the name of a vacation destination frequently heard on WAMC in two words. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word phrase that fits the show. What are the words?
Well, I couldn't rearrange cheese traveler into anything, so what's the answer?
It's also a popular movie from this summer. If you start with Fire Island, you can rearrange the letters to spell Final Rides.
All right, Ian, happy season 12.
Just like that.
How does it feel to be celebrating approximately 11 more seasons than we expected?
Feels pretty good.
Well, to celebrate, we are going to play a game of categories. We have frequently played categories on this show, but tonight we have a special season 12 edition. As usual, I will give you a category, and this time you are going to come up with something in that category that begins with each of the letters D, O, Z, E, and N.
Okay.
First up, countries of the world.
Denmark.
Yep.
Zambia.
Mm-hmm. Or Zimbabwe is the other Z.
Niger.
That'll work. There's lots of N's.
Ethiopia.
That's an E.
Oman.
That is the only O. That is right. Very good. Flowers.
Orchid.
That's the only O, or the only sort of common O. I guess you could call, I looked up, there's something called an ox-eye daisy.
Oh, sure. Zinnia?
Zinnia is a Z. Yeah, again, that was one of the only common Z's I could find.
Dandelion?
I guess, I don't know if a dandelion is a flower. It's... There's some better D's, I think.
What's the yellow part? How about a daisy?
Daisy is good. Daffodil, dahlia works.
An E flower.
The common E one that I found is often used in herbal supplements.
It's not echinacea, is it?
It is echinacea, right.
Huh. Okay, so we need an N flower.
Yep. Don't stare at your reflection too long trying to find this one.
Narcissus?
Yes, narcissus is right. The other N that I found was nasturtium.
Oh, nasturtiums.
All right, your next category is things or people in an ice hockey rink.
A Zamboni.
Yes.
An enforcer.
Very good. I had elbowing an empty net for E also.
So N is the net.
Yep, N is net, yep.
Offsides?
Offsides is good, yeah.
And...
I mean, offsides is bad, but for an answer, it's good.
A D. A New Jersey Devil.
All right, we'll take it. I was wondering if you were going to come up with a team name. The D's that I found, I got defenseman. And then there is a little tricky move that you can do called a deke.
A deke. Yeah, you could do it in a crossword all the time.
You very much can, yes. Greek gods and goddesses.
Okay. Zeus. Demeter.
Yeah, I had Dionysus also in my list of D's.
Okay. You know what's funny? I know one.
Show.
I know one because of the next week that I wrote.
Okay.
Oceanus, the Titan.
Yes.
Eros?
Eros is good. I had Echo, Electra, and Erato.
Oh, of course. Another crossword
yes.
Figure. What about Nike?
Nike's good. The other N that I had was Nereus.
I don't know Nereus.
I don't either. Well, we did it. We made it through the first show of season 12. Let's hope that is a good omen for the rest. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase 12 years. Change one letter to an I, and you can spell the names of two articles of clothing, a seven-letter word for one that is more of an everyday article, and a four-letter word for one usually worn on special occasions. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Happy season 12, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.